You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell here with Vegans Explore. You're listening to the Vegans Explore podcast, and I'm at the Plant-Based World Expo. And the number one reason I love this event is because you never know who you're going to run into, all the way from South Florida, representing the world with their brand. We have Madai Rodriguez from V Collective, who also happens to be a Vegans Explore community partner. You see how good the world is? So tell everybody watching this right now, they've never heard of V Collective. What is it?
So V Collective is a newly launched vegan lifestyle brand. It's an online shop. We offer a little bit of everything. So wellness products, skincare products, home products, even pet products. We're hoping to have a lot more different categories in the future. But the main thing is that every product is cruelty-free. It's vegan. It's non-toxic. We curate from brands that really care about what they're putting into their products, about what they're putting out into the world and the environment. That's mainly the goal with V Collective, is to showcase all of these amazing brands out there that have our ethics or what we love, what we look for.
And it's great that you're doing this, because there are a lot of people out there who are looking for vegan products, especially when they start going vegan. They don't realize how many things may not follow those guidelines. So what made you want to start this in the first place?
Exactly that. So a lot of those people I can relate to. I was exactly like that. So when I first became vegan, it was always about the food, obviously. I feel like that's the main conversation. To be vegan is to eat a plant-based diet. But I wasn't really thinking so much about skincare products, about the products that we use in our homes, whether those products were cruelty-free, whether they actually had animal ingredients in there. And so I wanted to build a brand that focused on those things, and as well get closer to this vegan community, and to make it not just a shop, but a lifestyle brand as well, that builds community awareness, where we can go and talk about the new products that we discover, where we can showcase brands that are out there putting good products into the world.
And you said a word there that I think I'm going to do a thing with Vegans Explore. Whenever I say it, whenever somebody says it, I want there to be like a PB Herman sort of thing going on. Community. Community is why Vegans Explore exists. I'm pretty sure it's a big reason why your organization exists. Why is community so important to you?
It's everything. I mean, it's coming together to share our beliefs, to share our experiences, our background. It's something that binds us together. Without community, when we think about veganism, the changes that we want to make in the world, it's not possible unless we come together. Unless we have discussions, unless we share knowledge with each other, put things out there in the world so that people can discover and learn more about what vegan is, what cruelty-free is, the difference between plant-based, vegan, and all of these different labels that are out there. Honestly, we can't do it without each other. We have to stick together, support each other, support the community. It's the only way.
And when I first went vegan in 2008, I did it alone and it didn't stick. I ended up falling into bad habits, not even realizing why I was doing it. I wasn't doing it for the animals or the ethics. It was just a part of my health journey. But it wasn't until 2013 when I developed my own community and started going into other communities that I found my why. So for you, take us through your journey. What I'm making the assumption that you're vegan. Okay. you never know. Sometimes I have these conversations and I have to backtrack a little bit. Like, all right, let me shift the conversation. So you're vegan. So a question I always like to ask people is, what is your vegan origin story? What is your why for going vegan, and take us through that journey?
Yeah, I love that question. I have been vegan since 2017. What's really funny is that, so I'm originally from Miami, but I lived in New York City for a bit. When I lived here, I had roommates in Brooklyn. I had 7 roommates. They were all vegan and I was not vegan. This was before I had turned vegan. So I always think about that, but later in life I turned vegan and how I used to live with a lot of vegans. But it just goes to show that it's really all about timing, and you will come across that moment where it just feels right to make the decision. And that's what happened to me. It didn't feel right then, or it just wasn't the right time. I don't even know that I even thought about it so much back then. But I moved to Thailand to teach English there. And I met someone who was vegan. Again, I had been with other vegans before, but for some reason, this person said, "Hey, I recommend this book, The Food Revolution by John Robbins. You should read it." I did, and it was my first time reading about the food industry in the United States in particular, and just the horrors of it, and everything that's being pumped into animals, and the cruelty as well. And I think that was enough for me to say, I don't want to support this industry anymore. The health risks are insane. I don't want to support this. And since then on, I became vegan in Thailand. It was so hard to find milk, especially plant-based milk, especially. But Thailand is actually vegan friendly because they're Buddhists for the most part. So they did have the word for it and options in a lot of restaurants. So it got better. But I would say my main reason was animal welfare, really. Having learned everything that I learned about the food industry, and then of course health issues and health concerns when it comes to all the things that are being pumped into our food and our skincare and our home products, etc.
So in your story, what I heard is that seeds were being planted, and I think this is a big reason why there's a lot of people who I feel get frustrated when people around them and their family members don't immediately go vegan. And for me, it's less about go vegan and more about be vegan, because it's about the beingness of vegan, being of showing up in a way that is healthy, showing up in a way that's grounded and high vibe, if you believe in spirituality, I mean, like high vibe vibrations of not letting the negativity bring you down. I feel like that isn't talked about enough in the community, but more important than pointing the finger and letting somebody know they're bad and wrong for being the way they're being, is checking in. And because a lot of times it's like, you need to, even in a spiritual community, you need to be a more high vibrational. It's like, you hear how you sounding right now? So it sounds like you're embodying that with who you are, but also with what you're doing. So let's go back. And that's like a period. Let's move on now. Is there anything you want to say about that in terms of how that may impact your life? Because I'm getting that energy from you as we're talking.
I completely agree with you, and Be Collective is exactly that same, I would say that same, I wanted to embody that same feeling of everyone's welcome. You don't have to be 100% vegan. You can be curious. You could be just starting out, and you can find a community that's there to help you, to answer your questions, to give you options. We don't want to turn anyone away. Just in everyday life and with V Collective, the business as well, I think it's so important to have open arms so that you don't turn anyone away or give them a negative impression of vegan and of the lifestyle. So I completely agree. And I don't have a lot of friends that are vegan or a lot of family members that are vegan, but they are open and they've always been supportive. And it goes both ways. They're open to trying vegan products as well. So little by little, I feel like I have made a difference in other people's life as well by just being vegan and open and welcoming, and having that community feel.
And you never know when you're planting a seed or watering the seed with the conversation you're having. And it doesn't have to be like a conversion conversation, like, you know, join the Church of Veganism. It could just be like, hey, this is what I'm up to. Hey, maybe let's go to this event that's having out. Oh, meet some other cool people. They get introduced to the community and it's like, hey, this is something I, you know, I'm excited about learning more about. And then there's this people who are willing to accept them where they are. But at the same time, don't get it twisted, because I can see the comments, people salivating to go into the comments. That's not an excuse for not taking a stand on what your beliefs are. So there's a difference between being open to then being, you know, letting the cruelty and suffering continue to happen. I feel like there's a time and place for certain conversations, but if someone's open, that's a opportunity for you to check in. I'm inviting you to, I'm not telling you to, because I got to be my own words, to check in and meet them where they are and come from a place of education, come from a place of, oh, you're open and you're looking for more information. Here's what I have to offer. So speaking of having things to offer, what are some things people can find on V Collective?
Yeah, so we can, we offer lifestyle products. So skincare products, again, all cruelty-free, all vegan. Products for your home, so air diffusers, products for your pets, so plant-based treats that I don't think we're talking about enough. We offer as well, sorry, I need to take
okay. You have a lot of stuff. I get it.
Wellness products as well, so de-stress teas and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hoping to grow into a lot more.
So as a business owner, and I feel like this part isn't talked a lot, There you go. All that goes in behind the scenes, you know, running a website, finding the products, figuring all that out. You know, I don't know if you have a large team or whatever the situation looks like. Take us a little bit behind the scenes, because I'm sure other business owners are going to hear this part and be like, oh my goodness, I'm her. I totally feel what she's talking about. Let me go, like, show the humanity behind what it looks like. Because I went to your website. It's clean. You have a lot of products, a lot of information on there. You could definitely see that it's mission driven. But take us a little bit behind the scenes on, like, what does it take to even launch? Because you just recently launched, right? So take us a little bit into that.
Yeah, it's hard work. That's no joke. And it's just me. So V Collective is a team of one right now, behind the scenes at least. A lot of planning. Basically, my main focus right now is building community engagement through social media and really putting my story out there so that I can find others that can relate. But it is a lot of work. In the very beginning stages, I wasn't sure what I was doing. I wasn't sure if I should be doing this. I had so many ideas in my head about how I wanted to represent the vegan lifestyle. It sounds so cliche, but you really just have to keep going and keep trying over and over. There were a lot of things, most things that I'm doing on my own. So when it came to figuring out what I was going to have on the side, reaching out to the brands that I have on the site right now, even creating or fixing things around the website as well. There were so many moments creating graphics, etc. I'm not a graphic designer. There were so many moments where I would stop and think, I can't do this. It was really frustrating. But all you have to do is just give it some time, come back to it. And I promise you, the next day or a few hours later, you're going to have renewed strength to keep going, and it's going to work. It's going to come together as long as you have that perseverance and you keep going.
Mm. And I can attest to that. It's I'm a team of one as well, and I've tried to bring people in, but it gets messy when you're trying to figure something out, especially when it's something's community driven. Here's the thing, and I'm talking to you, this is a podcast. So the thing about community that people don't realize is that you're not just dealing with one person. You're not just dealing with a customer. You're dealing with a lot of different personalities who, for the most part, are thinking about, like, and especially with the, in the business, my experience is it's like, what problem can you solve for me? It's a community is a little bit different than a business. You're trying to solve multiple problems with zero resources. with the hook being, you can solve all of these problems if everyone pitches in and connects and supports. So I think the reason I'm saying that is because I want people to realize when you are doing something that's community driven, the idea is if you come together, brainstorm, like this is the most fertile soil right now. And I'm speaking on behalf of your business, and let me know if I'm wrong. This is the most fertile soil right now for you to be able to have your brands in a business and have it pushed out and have it promoted and have an audience connected to it. I'm sure you're looking to figure out new ideas and new ways to collaborate. I'm sure that's one of the reasons you're here, to make those connections. So if you are a brand, this is the business you want to connect with, because you're going to be able to figure out new ways that a lot of these established organizations, they're probably fixed. I like to look at it like a cruise liner. It's hard for them to turn and try pivot and do new things. This is the best opportunity for you to get your brand in something that's going to be growing. Now that you're connected with Vegans Explore, wherever we go, you're going to go right with us. Like, we get to talk offline and figure out the same thing I'm saying. We get to figure out ways to do some innovative stuff together, because I'm not super interested in like getting into the e-commerce space. I have my hands full with going to all these different cities and connecting with a lot of different people. So there's a lot of things and opportunities here. So I'm just saying that for anyone who's watching who has a brand and they want to potentially be featured on V Collective, how can they reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, so my email is hello@vcollectiveofficial.com. Please reach out there. And social media, so V Collective Official as well on TikTok and on Instagram as well.
So if you had one message to leave to people who are watching this or listening to this, what would that message be?
I think it's important to be mindful of our choices. I know shop consciously is sort of a line that gets thrown out there a lot. But I think with V Collective, what we're trying to do is make space for those moments where you can take a step back and really think about what you're buying and the brands that you're supporting. In our everyday life, we consume products so fast, so many products. We don't really know a lot of the background, a lot of their history. I think maybe take a moment to look into that story, into the brand story, into what they're putting out there into the world, so that you have a better idea of what it is that you're supporting.
Right. So you heard that one more time for the people in the back of the room, where they can get information about V Collective.
Hello@vcollectiveofficial.com is my email, and V Collective Official on Instagram and on TikTok.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I love the way Universes brings people together. I'm excited to have you guys as a community partner. To let you know, we are launching January 11th, 2026. We're doing official launch of our community, our Passport community. So right now, until that date, we're trying to get as many people into our community at no charge at all, because we want you to help us build it. We want your input. We want you to be able to see all the resources that we're putting in slowly by surely, to be able to give us that feedback. So when we do launch, when people show up, they're not going to want to leave. So thank you for being an early adopter, being a yes. And if you're watching this right now, we're not just South Florida. We are just like V Collective. We are around the world. We're going one city at a time, having conversations like this, maybe not as long as this, because she's a community partner, and that's one of the perks of being a community partner, to find out what you guys are up to. So if you see me with this vest, and I'm wearing this vest for a reason, stop me. And if I have time, I would love to hear your story, even if it's just a minute conversation. And thank you.
Thank you so much.